WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Upper air soundings are an integral part of doing an atmospheric analysis. In reference to the sounding, you often hear the term lapse rate. Now, lapse rate refers to the change of an atmospheric variable with height, and that variable is usually temperature unless specified. But as we all know, the atmosphere is really complex, so there isn't just one lapse rate, but two. The dry adiabatic lapse rate is the rate of cooling, usually about 10 degrees Celsius per kilometer, of a rising unsaturated parcel of air. These lines slope from the lower right to the upper left on a SKU-T diagram and are solid. The moist adiabatic lapse rate is the rate of cooling of a rising saturated parcel of air and depends on the moisture content of the air. These lines slope from the bottom of the SKU-T toward the northwest. The moist adiabatic lapse rate increases with height since cold air has less moisture content than that of warm air. The varying environmental lapse rates throughout the Earth's atmosphere, particularly within the troposphere, are of critical importance in meteorology. They are used to determine if the parcel of rising air will rise high enough for its water to condense to form clouds, and then, having formed clouds, whether the air will continue to rise and form updrafts strong enough to produce precipitation. This leads to all kinds of definitions related to stability or instability, which may be topics for other episodes of WeatherBrains 101. Of course, there's no reason to check my stability. If you've got a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.